Frank Stolo, very good morning. Welcome to our coverage on day two, the first of the live updates from the end of stages today. 125 kilometres lie in wait for the competitors that are still in this event, and the headlines coming out of Special Stage 7. First run round, Gary Gord. We're standing on the outskirts of Kerry. Keel, Donna Kelly has once again laid down a marker. Fastest again on stage of the Donegal International. He's cleaning the field at the moment, and he was almost 4 seconds quicker than the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. Elsewhere, Kevin Gallagher. He's not too far from home. The Rathmullen man has just blitzed the national contenders almost 6 seconds quicker than anybody else in the Darien. Himself and Jared Callan putting in a blustering time on Gary Gord. We'll go to the national shortly. At the head of the field, Kevin Eves is still leading, but let's look at the international. Donna Kelly and Connor Foley and the Ford Focus WRC. A time of 5 minutes, 13.4 seconds for Donna. That was the fastest in there in Gary Gord. The driver is happy. His navigator, Connor Foley, was out checking the tyre pressure on the car at the end of the stage. They're off to a good start on day two of this event. Manus Kelly, 5 minutes, 17.2 was the time for Manus Kelly. Almost 4 seconds slower than Donna. And Gary Jennings, 5 minutes, 19.6, a further 2 seconds back. So in the overall standings at the top, unofficially, Donna Kelly leads this event, has increased his advantage to 16 seconds over Manus and Donal. While Gary and Rory remain third, they're now 13.2 seconds adrift off Barrett and Kelly. Fourth overall is Alistair Fisher. He's extended his advantage over the current Tarmac Championship leader, Sam Moffat. Big battle in the R5 Fiestas. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in there for 5 minutes 19.1. They were almost 6 seconds quicker than Sam Moffat. Sam told us at the end of the stage he's not happy with his driving in there in Gary Gord. He's hoping to sort it in Knockalla. But it means now the difference between Alistair and Sam, which was 2.7, is now out to 8.8. Josh Moffat took a couple of seconds out of his brother, 5 minutes 23.7. The gap to them now is down to 14.5. And Joe McGonigal is out racing with the contenders today at the front. He, of course, lost a lot of time yesterday, but Joe, 5 minutes 32.5 was his time there. So Donna Kelly leads by 16 seconds from Manus Kelly, with Gary Jennings third, overall 13.2 adrift. Alistair Fisher is fourth with an 8.8 second advantage over fifth place Sam Moffat, and Josh Moffat wraps up the top seven. Let's go to the national battle as we see it. Kevin Gallagher with a blistering time in the Darien. 5 minutes 28.6 for Kevin Gallagher. The time of the national leader, which was Kevin Eves and William Lynch, 5 minutes 35.5. So they took almost 7 seconds out of the rally leader. Damien Gallagher, 5 minutes 33.2. He was quicker than Eves, took a couple of seconds out of the leader. Declan Gallagher told us it can't go any harder. Himself and John McNulty are in that starlet, and they were 6 seconds off the pace of Gallagher, 5 minutes 39, and that was a whopping 11 seconds off the pace of Kevin Gallagher. Gary McPhillips, 5 minutes 38.2 was the time for McPhillips. Ryan Loughran put in a decent enough time, 5 minutes 37.0. That means, as we said on officially, Kevin Eves' advantage at the top in the standings over Damien Gallagher is out to 6.2, while Kevin Gallagher has closed a gap. He has jumped 2 places with that time, as we see it, and Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan unofficially, they are reckoning, go to third overall, with Declan Gallagher fourth, Gary McPhillips is fifth. We're heading off to the end of Special Stage 8, which is Knockalla. The finish is just up the road. We'll be back shortly with another update on the dual Donegal International Rally. But at the head of the field, it's Donna Kelly has increased his advantage. Himself and Connor Foley lead, heading to Knockalla by 16 seconds. Back to the studio.
Live coverage from day two of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, with the excellent Whistling Donkeys live at the rally closing party this Sunday night.